8 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and time now for the Dwell Properties sponsored Dwell Sports Bites.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists on the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. And we'll kick off with some soccer action. The South African under-20s were crowned AFCON champions. An historic win over Morocco and the first ever victory in the tournament. What an achievement for the young under-20s. Some more good news for South Africa, and the world's strongest man was crowned. South Africa's Rhino Nell gave South Africa in California Sunday its first ever world's strongest man title. It just shows you what Biltong and Brandy can do. Moving on, Formula One action from the weekend. Red Bull's Max Verstappen won a gripping Imola Grand Prix on Sunday. This was ahead of the McLaren teammates of Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri. Lewis Hamilton pleased the partisan Italian crowd by moving his Ferrari from 12th on the grid to finishing 4th just outside the podium places. It's really all to play for in terms of the Formula One, with Max's Red Bull really showing a lot of pace. Moving on to the rugby, and the URC carried on. The Sharks weren't great but did enough to beat Scarlets to secure 3rd spot on the table. The Bulls won again in dominant fashion, securing 2nd place finish on the log. What this means now is quarterfinal matchups that feature 3 of the South African teams. The Stormers travel to Glasgow to face the Warriors. Sharks host Munster in Durban, and the Bulls play Edinburgh in Pretoria. All to play for going into the quarterfinals of the URC. Moving on to English football, and the FA Cup took place on the weekend. The favourites Manchester City played against Crystal Palace at Wembley. And how brilliant was it to see Crystal Palace claim their first ever trophy in the history of their football club. A 1-0 victory over the much-fancied Manchester City team, and it left Pep Guardiola crying and scratching his head looking for answers. A dismal season all round for Man City, but well done to Crystal Palace. On the golf front, the second major of the year was the PGA Championships hosted at Quail Hollow. And of course, world's number one Scottie Scheffler simply had way too much for the field as he cruised to a 5-shot victory to secure his 3rd major title. Lifted the trophy and lost the lid, so he needs a bit of practice on that, same as Colin Morikawa did. But it was great to see Scotty lifting another major. And then lastly, some schoolboy rugby. Some mixed results from the weekend. Northwood beat Michaelhouse. Always great to see the Govies delivering against the Privies. Westville just put Maritzburg College in an enthralling encounter, 22-21. DHS beat Kersney 42-20. A very easy victory there. And then Hilton, well, they kept the flag flying for the Privies by beating Glenwood 55-15. Saved face after a weekend of dominance from the government schools. That's it for our Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday. Be sure to catch all the action this weekend and tune in next week again for some more sporting action. Of course, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.